Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle, we're talking today about malnutrition in Soweto specifically. And you know what? When I see these kinds of stories, I just put myself in the shoes of those parents of having a child that's not fed. A child that's not fed can't learn. A child that's not fed can't grow. So, hoekom sit ons tans met hierdie probleem?
Ja, en ek dink dis, weet so, hierdie is 'n gevalle studie. A group of scientists from the South African Medical Research Council, together with academics from the University of the Witwatersrand and social scientists, embarked on this study, and they've been on this process since 2019. En ek dink dis 'n interessante een om na te kyk in terme van 'n aanduiding van die res van die land, van hoekom kry mense nie genoeg kos, vooral kos wat genoegsaam is om jou die dag te dra. Dit nie net jou maag vol nou, maar jou voet.
Ja.
The main issues identified in that community is a lack of stable income, a lack of social farming, and a high rate of food waste. And that third point I found quite interesting, because I don't think, so they don't state load shedding specifically, but I think it's something that is implied by this in terms of if you do have the means to buy fresh food, it might go off. And it just really is, yeah, it's very, very sad in this day and age that people are going hungry and being malnourished.
Yeah.
Malnourished is a serious thing.
And it's, you know, it's absolutely shocking for me that there is a shortage of something, but there is still wastage of that thing happening. That's the heartbreaking thing, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So now, hier is 'n probleem wat nou aangespreek moet word, maar waar begin mens? Want jy het nou net die ding genoem van the income sources are not there.
Ja,
so how are we actually to feed people as ons die geld het?
Literally where I'm sitting and thinking at the moment. How do we even go about tackling?
Mm. So some of the recommendations I found really interesting, and also where the recommendations came from. So they asked the residents themselves, the people who were part of the study, and I think that's important. People who are affected by it often can give us the solutions.
Yes.
The solutions put forward include providing school breakfast, paid maternity leave, improved food safety, community gardens and clubs, and one that really hit home for me, in order to specifically address maternal and child malnutrition, extending the child support grant during pregnancy.
Yes. Yeah. It makes so much sense to me. It's odd that, you know, the grant only starts after the child is born.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the child needs to develop.
Mm. And a mother needs to be nourished.
Absolutely.
In order for that baby to have a fighting chance.
Absolutely.
And to me, this is why I think part of why it caught my eye. The fact that they used social engineers. I think this is part of where the solution lies. Because yes, it kan so oorweldigend wees wanneer jy kyk na die probleme daar buite en mense wat honger gaan. Maar as ons die sosiale strukture gebruik waarin hierdie probleme voorkom, daai strukture het ook vir ons die antwoorde. Maar ja, gemeenskapsgroentetuine kan help. En dan ondersteuning van swanger ma's en kinders.
Ja, alles wat jy nou genoem het as potensiële oplossings vir die probleem, is alles geld gebaseer en geld wat die regering veronderstel is om beskikbaar te maak, sodat hierdie programme wel van die been af kan kom en eintlik 'n verskil kan maak in mense se lewens waar hulle kos of genoeg kos het, nê. And that is why it is just so mind-boggling when money gets wasted, when money is used for the wrong thing, that there are things on the grassroots level, literally the things that you need to put into your stomach so that you can stand up straight, and that money is not made available for funding of these programs and to make sure that people have something to eat, and that makes me very upset.
Yeah, I think we should be upset also, because the potential to solve the problem is there. Structures are there, such as a child support grant.
Mm.
Extend it, give it legs from the point, you know, and I understand that government is frustrated with bureaucracy and processes, but yeah, pregnant mothers need nourishing food.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that is it. No kid deserves to go hungry in South Africa or anywhere else in the world. And the fact that it's still happening right here around the corner where all of us are, it's not good enough. We need to do better.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.